a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chalaos. And today for Jeff Kaplan, mostly cloudy, pretty blustery in downtown Salt Lake City and only 75 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. People in the town of Rigby, Idaho say they are getting an overwhelming show of support from neighboring communities after a sixth grade girl brought a gun to Rigby Middle School and injured three people. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Seventh grader Michaela Dean was inside Rigby Middle School when the shots rang out. She says her teacher did a very good job keeping everyone calm while they hid in the closet.
We were texting our parents, and she told us, she was like, guys, we're gonna be okay, and she was just, like, really nice to us.
She's not sure if she'll need to speak to a grief counselor, but she is thankful that they're available. Her mother, Melissa Dean, says this has brought the town of Rigby closer together, with business owners doing what they can to lift the spirits of the town.
They were handing out free snow cones in town, free drinks. Everybody was just coming together to just show love and support.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Dr. Angela Dunn is encouraging Utahns to get their second dose of COVID vaccine. She posted on Twitter yesterday that over 88% of Utahns who got their first dose came back for their second. That's compared to about 91% nationally. She wrote, make your first count, get your second dose. There's a popular Cajun restaurant in downtown Salt Lake who's allowing only those who are fully vaccinated to eat there. Here's KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
The Bayou says they'll be checking vaccination cards when their dining room reopens starting May 12th.
Everyone wants their freedom for themselves to make some medical choices, and this is a building that we live in 7 days a week, and we need the freedom to be able to protect our own health in the way we choose.
Owner Mark Alston says some customers are supportive, but he has had to set up new phone lines to deal with the volume of calls.
I've had a lot of people just call me homosexual, which I wasn't sure how that played into requiring vaccines, or calling me, you know, Hitler and stuff like that.
Alstrom says he's following CDC guidance and can't in good conscience not keep his staff and customers safe. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Utah is recording 386 new positive cases of COVID-19 today and 4 additional deaths. The health department says 137 people are in the hospital. Just over 19,000 additional vaccines have been administered since Thursday. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. As many schools continue implementing hybrid and remote learning, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has a plan to get kids back in the classroom full time. He tells ABC News he's looking at the start of a new school year to kick things off with new resources for kids and teachers.
If we go back to how school was before the pandemic, we're doing a disservice to our students. We have to aim higher. We have to make sure social emotional supports are available to all students and all staff when they return.
A recent survey from the Education Department shows 54% of public schools below high school are providing full-time in-person learning. 4 former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's death were indicted today on federal civil rights charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The indictment said all 4 former Minneapolis police officers showed deliberate indifference to George Floyd's evident need for medical attention. The federal indictment said Derek Chauvin, who was found guilty in Hennepin County of murdering Floyd, unreasonably detained him and used unreasonable force. Chauvin was also charged in a second indictment with violating the rights of a 14-year-old black teen in 2017 by using an unreasonable neck restraint.
ABC legal analyst Royal Oaks also says it is possible Chauvin could receive a death sentence, but he says it is unlikely. Other national stories KSLA is following this hour. Outrage is growing over a deadly police operation in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. ABC's Claire Bauer reports from Rio.
Calls for justice in Rio de Janeiro after a police raid left 25 people dead, including one officer. In what's being called the deadliest anti-crime operation ever in Rio, some 200 police officers entered Jacarezinho, one of the city's largest favelas, Thursday morning. They say to investigate reports that drug traffickers were recruiting children. But the raid quickly turned into a massive shootout. Human rights activists are calling it a massacre.
The United Nations is calling for an independent investigation. There was a scary scene in London today. A fire in an apartment block was eerily reminiscent of the deadly fire in the city 4 years ago. More from ABC's Tom Rivers.
More than 100 firefighters were quickly on the scene, hosing down the flames up on the 8th, 9th, and 10th floors. In the back of everyone's mind, tower in the Canary Wharf part of East London covered in flammable cladding, just like the complex that went up with deadly consequences in 2017. This fire now out, but again under scrutiny, the slow pace of the government in removing such flammable material from buildings here. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A Nepalese Sherpa broke the record for most successful ascents of Mount Everest this week. 51-year-old Kami Rita has now gone up and down the world's highest peak 25 times. His first Everest climb was in 1994, and he has helped groups reach the top every year since then. Permits from Nepal and China were closed last year due to the pandemic. There are 43 groups permitted to climb Everest this year. Ricky Meese, I'm still seeing a lot of dust out there, and I'm still seeing a lot of traffic.
Yeah, and the wind has picked up. You know, when I first announced it, it was along I-80 in Twillow County. Mm-hmm. It's now in the valley. And you're going to feel it. You're going to get bumped around. It's kicking up dust and it's causing reduced visibility. We also have a crash that's been really affecting traffic for northbounders on I-15 in Davis County. This crash is right about 2600 South Woods Cross. It's blocking a left lane of traffic. There are a lot of flashing emergency lights. You should be able to see that through the reduced visibility, but that's causing stop-and-go delays back to the I-215 North Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, he's going to explain why it was easier to be skinny back in the 80s. No fair. We'll find out what he has to say coming up next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.